Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
This is not a moment of division. It's a moment of unification.
I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness.
There has been a deep clean of the building.
A whole segment of the American population has been radicalized.
The call for unity from Joe is like a child calling for glue after smashing a lamp.
Greg Gutfeld there talking about the speech yesterday, the inauguration. What did you think about it? We're going to continue to take phone calls on that this hour. 314-241-9797. You know, a lot of people take that unity call as a need to look forward. Stop looking to the past. Let's look forward. Let's think about what's possible. And then on day one, before the day had ended yesterday, the new president signed a series of executive orders, one of which could have a pretty big economic impact on a lot of people in the United States. We're going to talk about that right now. So welcome back into the show. And let me welcome in our guest. He is Steve Malloy. He's a former member of the Trump-Pence EPA transition team. He runs a website called junkscience.com, and he's written about this executive order affecting the XL Keystone pipeline. Steve, welcome into the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. You know, I guess the question is, we already have a Keystone pipeline, and we're already bringing in oil on rail lines from Canada. What exactly did Joe Biden accomplish yesterday?
Well, he checked the box for his climate communist supporters. Joe Biden's executive order yesterday revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, which is going to kill 20,000 jobs. You know, Joe Biden's going to be the president for all Americans, except for those 20,000 people that would have had those jobs. He has, also revoked billions of dollars in taxes coming from the pipeline, billions of dollars in economic growth and wealth creation from the pipeline. And nothing will have been accomplished. The climate is not going to change. The weather is not going to change. And emissions are actually not going to change because the Canadians are going to develop their tar sands anyway. And if the pipeline doesn't come through the U.S., they're going to use rail cars, which are more dangerous than pipelines. Or, Canada could also build its own pipeline to the West Coast and just export the oil to Japan, China, and the rest of Asia.
Yeah, without going through the U.S. And, here's the thing about it. Barack Obama was pretty famous for his bromance with Justin Trudeau. Sounds like Joe may be getting off on the wrong foot. Justin Trudeau's not happy about this.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau was complaining to Joe Biden about it because they were looking forward to it. I mean, this is the smart way to do this. It's good for Canada. It's good for the U.S. It doesn't make any difference to the climate. So why not do it? But Biden just, he had to check that box for the Greens. They hate fossil fuels. They hate the oil industry. They hate development. They hate us, really. They hate cheap energy. And so that was most important on this day of unity and healing.
Well, Steve Malloy, my guest, junkscience.com is the website. You know, this is what fascinates me. But the people on the left who want to end internal combustion engine production in the United States in new vehicles by 2035, you can't go buy a car with internal combustion at that point. It seems to me like the dreamers over there don't really have an alternative. You know, I know in St. Louis, Steve, if you buy a Chevy Volt or a Tesla, if you can afford one, and you come home at night and plug it in, the coal-burning Sioux power plant out on the river is what's still powering you getting back and forth to work.
Well, yeah, look, electric cars are a loser any way you look at it. You know, regardless of the power source, you have to drive them, 100,000 miles to break even on the CO2 emissions. If you plug them in to a coal plant or a gas plant, you're not really reducing any emissions. There really aren't even the raw materials to make all these things. They want to, in the state of Virginia, for example, they want to start mandating electric cars by 2025, just 5 years from now. There aren't the raw materials in the world for everyone to have an electric car. Much less is our grid set up for this. I mean, nighttime is supposed to be downtime for the grid. For example, the government wants you to wash your clothes at night because, the demand on the grid is less. But, of course, if everyone is charging their car, it's going to be peak demand all the time. It's nuts. And of course, while there's going to be peak demand all the time, they're getting rid of the coal plants. They want to get rid of the gas plants. There's no more nuclear coming. What are we going to do for power?
I personally, that solar panel I've got strapped on the old Denali out there is just not working for some reason. I can't figure out why.
Yeah, maybe they can make them work under starlight. I don't know. It's just, these are not well thought out policies. The goal is not to control the climate. The goal is to control us.
Right.
And unfortunately, voters didn't get that message in 2020, and maybe they did. I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully, more of them will get it in 2022, so it's less of an issue.
Well, Steve, lots of common sense there. I'll direct people to junkscience.com, where they can read more of your thoughts on this. And I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark, thank you.
You bet, Steve Malloy, my guest there, a former member of the Trump-Pence EPA transition team, talking a lot of common sense. $2.2 billion pipeline basically just erased yesterday, and all those jobs that went with it. Interesting way to start off an administration, I would think. Hey, let me get to a break. What say you? 314-241-9797. We can get to your phone calls. Tell me what you got to, what you're thinking of with the restaurant shutdowns. What changes now? Schools are going to reopen all of a sudden. How could that happen? We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The call for unity from Joe is like a child calling for glue after smashing a lamp. So before we can heal this so-called divide, this hypothetical divide, we have to look at its roots. Where did it come from? And the fact is, a divide and an us versus them has always been there, but it was always one way only. It was the media and the elites attacking us, and there was no attack response. The media had no qualms demonizing Clarence Thomas, Bork, Bush, Mitt, McCain, the NRA, pro-lifers. They had no qualms mocking the South, the Midwest, the flyover rubes, the religious who cling to their guns and their Bibles.
Greg Gutfeld there with a little bit of a rant yesterday, and I thought his point was well taken. Just the latest example of it. Tricia, Denise, I have a question.
Sure.
When you're going on vacation, do you go to, like, if it's 40 to 30 degrees here and it's going to be 80 when you get somewhere, do you go to the airport dressed for the weather here or the weather there?
I would dress in layers and be prepared for both.
Yes.
Thank you. Unless you're flying on Air Force One, where you can change clothes in private while you're on your way there.
Yeah.
Sure. So Melania Trump left D.C. yesterday in 30-degree weather with her, you know, winter clothes on. Mm-hmm. Somewhere between here and Mar-a-Lago, she changed.
Yeah.
And social media ripped her apart for it. Wanted to know if the 70s could get their curtains back. If she was working for the Florida Orange Growers Association because she put on, you know, some Dolce and Gabbana jacket or something like that, a dress.
Right.
They also had to criticize her when she got off the airplane.
And how much it cost.
How much it cost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't just let her go. Like, and you juxtapose that with everybody wearing their pearls for Kamala, and
that's okay.
Their Converse.
Your Converse and pearls yesterday were okay.
Right.
But how dare she wear an ugly $4,000 dress or whatever it was.
I mean, that and then this like holding up on like a pedestal Bernie Sanders mittens. The internet is so
yes.
excited about Bernie and his mittens because he's like good old Bernie.
What they're made
mittens.
Out of or whatever. Or
Who cares? Like, who cares? But you can't just let her go. Just, yes, she's wearing a dress. You might not think it's cute. That's fine. It doesn't matter how much it costs. She's a bazillionaire. Like, just let her go.
Thank you.
She's out. She's moving on with her life. Move on with yours.
Well, and if you're going to bring it up, though, was there any consistency? Did we talk about how much Jill Biden's dress was or Kamala's or Michelle's?
I did see something about Jill getting some environmentally friendly designer to create her clothes for yesterday.
So is environmentally friendly clothing mean it's not $3,700?
Yeah, probably. Right. That's probably suggestion, but I don't know.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Well, and I'm thankful that at least we're talking about Bernie Sanders' mittens and his attire because he's not a woman, and that seems to be the only takeaway from any of these events is what the women are wearing and how much it costs, which is, you know my rant about that. But
yes.
No one asked. One asked the president how much his suit cost.
Exactly. How much were those
or who
shoes,
made it?
Joe?
Yeah.
Who are you wearing, Joe? Who cares?
But we somebody care what will wearing, walking off the plane.
Right.
That'll be the next big important question from the next White House press briefing, right? Like the one Jen Psaki got to yesterday. Go to cut 29 for people that missed it.
A lighter note, will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
Is that a little condescending? I'm wondering.
I'm on you know the edge what? Of my seat for whatever the follow-up is today.
Because they basically want to make the plane from the blue and white that it currently is to like a red, white, and blue, effectively.
Just who cares?
That was the pressing question on a lighter note that the media needed to have yesterday, since all is good with the world now.
It was a this great is what question. We need to know. Jen Psaki said as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Great
hey, let
question.
Me get to Andrew on line two real quick. I got time for a phone call here. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just have a comment. We rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. Right?
Yes, yes.
We erased the Keystone Pipeline, and then we had like over 100-mile or 100-car-long motorcade. Where's that oil coming from?
Oh, the irony.
Oh, those are probably electric Detailed. Cars.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe they all run on natural gas or something. Of course, that doesn't come in a pipe, does it?
No,
you're right.
No,
point taken.
That's not petroleum. Thanks, Mark.
Yep. Different standards for thee than me is basically how that goes down. No doubt about that. Well, coming up here, folks, yesterday, Chris Wallace said that Joe Biden's inaugural speech was the best he'd ever heard, dating back to 1961. We're going to ask him about that coming up. The host of Fox News Sunday joins us at 8:37. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Quietly and intimately to tens of millions across the continent.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Chris Wallace joining us this morning from Fox News Sunday. Chris, yesterday you included that speech right there in being trumped yesterday by Joe Biden. Just wanted to ask you about that this morning. Did you mean that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And you know, actually listening to those clips of John F. Kennedy in 1961, which is the first inaugural address I remember. I was about 12 at the time, 13, I guess. He was proclaiming to the ages. And what I found so effective about Joe Biden's speech and his delivery is it sounded like one neighbor talking over the backyard fence to another neighbor. It had a direct, intimate quality. I said it was less an inaugural address with all the trappings of grandeur and more part sermon, part pep talk. And there's no question that part of the reason why I found it so effective was because exactly 2 weeks before, 14 days before, that same podium stand had been occupied by insurrectionists who wanted to invade the Capitol and prevent our elected leaders from fulfilling their constitutional duties. And so there was an emotional resonance you never get in an inaugural address when he says, you know, our democracy is fragile, but our democracy has prevailed. Or when he talked about, we must end this uncivil war. I just found it enormously powerful and enormously important because, you know, I know some people are saying, well, you know, he talks about unity. There's no dissent in unity. That's not what he was saying at all. What he was saying is we need civility in our political discourse. At one point, I think he said that, you know, politics doesn't mean it's not a forest fire that destroys everything in front of it. You know, that he's been in politics for 50 years, and people can agree, can disagree, can debate, can legislate, can compromise. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a blood sport. And too often that's what it's become now.
Well, there were protests and fires set and DNC headquarters attacked in Portland, even in the wake of that speech. And I wonder when I heard it, you know, I didn't think Joe Biden did a bad job yesterday. I didn't. I mean, I think he's trying to set a tone, but he can't forget the fact that the uncivil war, in many people's opinion, started in the Oval Office before he and Barack Obama left, when they set in motion this Russia investigation against Donald Trump that dominated his administration for all 4 years. And if you want unity from that, though, Chris, he needed to turn around and say to the incoming majority leader and to Nancy Pelosi, let's end this attack on our predecessor and try to let people move forward. I didn't hear that.
Well, I don't think he needed to do that. The fact is, he never mentioned Donald Trump. And I think he would be the first to say, I hope he would be the first to say, this is not, you know, a one-way street. This is not all the Republicans' fault and all on the Republicans to create that civility in America. I think he was saying that to everybody. That's certainly the way I took it. You know, I don't expect him to relitigate. I think you have an absolutely legitimate point. There are lots of things that Democrats did wrong, and, you know, did they, a lot of them, delegitimize, President Trump from when he took office. I wouldn't compare it, frankly, to what Trump did. I mean, the fact is Hillary Clinton did concede the election. No Republican or Democratic senator stood up and objected to the electoral vote count. We didn't have a storming of the Capitol. So, you know, I'm not sure I agree that they're apples and apples, but I certainly agree that the Democrats are not blameless and certainly played a role. And it is on both sides to de-escalate, to listen to each other, to hear each other out. Look, nobody can like where Washington is today. Nobody can like, you know, when you've got these groups. I mean, there are people today, I'm reading about QAnon, I don't know that much about QAnon, where people are shocked that and angry at Trump because they say, well, how did Joe Biden take office? There were people who bought this nonsense, who bought these crazy conspiracy theories. That's dangerous for the country. I'm not saying, you know, there are plenty of things that Democrats do wrong. I'm not saying taking sides here, but we all need to do better. And frankly, I think that one of the things he said about the news media, too, that lies are spread for profit and power. And that's on everybody. Look, I'm turned off by stuff I see on all the cable channels. And we need to lower our voices and we need to be back into a fact-based reality.
So if that's the case, Chris, maybe that's a good starting point moving. How do you ever get that boat back in the dock? It strikes me that there's such a divide between the news. I don't know how you find one channel these days that satisfies anybody.
No, I agree.
I agree.
And I suspect some of your listeners will be surprised. I get praised a lot for being fair and that I'm equally tough on both sides. I had an interview last week with Brian Deese, who's the new economic advisor to Biden. And I think I was pretty tough on him. Fair, policy oriented, but tough. I did an interview, you know, for those doubters out there a year ago, December, with James Comey when his book came out. You know, you want us, people who think that I'm in the tank to the Democrats, watch that interview with James Comey. The answer, to get back to my point, I get praised for being fair. That's terrible. When I started in the news business half a century ago, being fair was what kept you from getting fired. Now it's a sort of an anomaly, and people are praised for it. That's a really sad commentary on the state of our media today.
Well, and Jen Psaki seemed to address that yesterday in her news conference, that they were going to get back to bringing truth and transparency. And, you know, one of the first questions she got was, is Joe Biden going to change the color scheme of Air Force One? I think those who felt like the press briefing room got to be a place where the president was beaten up every day for 4 years were probably a little disappointed at the tone of some of the questions right off the bat yesterday.
I think that's a little respectfully, Mark. I think that's a little unfair. There were some tough questions there. She called on Peter Doocy of Fox. He asked whether, you know, Biden is going to support the impeachment or not, you know, and whether or not he's going to announce he's running for reelection right away or not. You know, look, first of all, nobody has been more critical than I have of some of my colleagues. I thought Jim Acosta sometimes on CNN was so openly disrespectful to Donald Trump, you know, and I had issues with Donald Trump and calling us the enemy of the state. But, you know, the president is accorded some measure of respect. And I do think that too many of my colleagues in the media, again, this is not a one way street. There's been guilt on both sides. People have gotten out of their lane to support the president or to oppose the president. I think we should just cover the president, whoever it is.
Yeah. Well, I hope they can get back to that at some point. Chris, do you have guests lined up for this weekend?
Well, we think we're going to have a top official in the Biden administration. It's no longer elect or transition. We're going to have a top official to talk about their plan going forward. And then we want to talk about the fight inside the Republican Party about impeachment, about the agenda going forward, about cooperating with Joe Biden. We know one of our guests will be Mitt Romney. We're also in the process of booking somebody who I suspect will be more favorable towards Trump and more opposed to the idea, which I have to say, you know, if you're going to talk about unity, I'm not sure a Senate impeachment trial right now is the best foot to get off on.
Could not agree with that last statement anymore. Chris, listen, thank you as always.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Yep, we'll talk soon. Chris Wallace, host of a Fox News Sunday there. He's going to have Mitt Romney on this weekend. So that'll fire up the crowd, that's for sure. 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute. Whenever I get Chris Wallace on here, I think of all these things afterwards that I wish I had said that I ran out of time to say because he was moving so quickly on me. But, you know, the thing that he brought up about Hillary Clinton, despite what Donald Trump said about her in the lead up to his administration, she was never prosecuted. She was never vindictively prosecuted. Remember the reaction the media had when Donald Trump dared to suggest that Hillary Clinton should go to jail? If there was ever a candidate for it, people who've committed much lesser crimes when it came to top secret information have served jail time for it. Hillary Clinton skated on that. We know what she did. We have all of the details. And she was never prosecuted for that. And Donald Trump is going to be, and you heard Chuck Schumer say it yesterday, he is going to be vilified, and Chuck Schumer wants him convicted, and he wants a vote taken so he can never hold office in this country again because of their hatred of his policies. That's a huge difference. You will never have unity in this country if the 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump feel that all the Joe Biden administration is doing and the Democrats now is prosecuting and trying to get even for what they didn't like from the last 4 years. Ever. That's never going to happen. Don't talk to me about unity if that's your plan. Ah, got that off my chest.
All right.
Feel better?
Feeling better. I'm feeling you, people. I'm seeing your comments on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris thought what Joe Biden did yesterday was better than anything he ever heard Ronald Reagan say at one of his two fantastic inaugural addresses, or John F. Kennedy, for that matter. I just don't get it at all. Do I have time to get to Ken here on line two real
sure.
quick? Ken, good morning to you.
Thanks for taking my call. A great show. So I'd like to touch on Mr. Wallace's comment about Joe was talking over the backyard fence to his neighbor. What Joe just told us was this. Your dog came over in our backyard and he crapped, and we're going to rub your nose in it now, boys. Let me remind everybody of 8 years of an apology tour. Joe Biden is back on that one. And that's what Joe Biden said yesterday. I'm sorry, but if all he had to say was, hey, we're going to move forward, and all he had to do was say, hey, we're not going after your dog anymore. We're not going to, you know, impeach your dog. He didn't do that. And Chris Wallace, he's full of crap. Ronald Reagan, I've got an Optimist Oratorical Club in Highland, Illinois, and I've heard better high school speakers than what I heard yesterday.
I think he could have accomplished a lot more yesterday, Ken. Thank you for the phone
Thanks
call.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. You. Yep, yep. I also like that image that he just painted in my mind of my nose being rubbed in the dog waste from my neighbor's yard.
That's a good analogy for what's been going on for the past couple of weeks.
That's drive a neighbor that might try that, too. So I won't name names.
That's probably good.
Better watch your nose.
I won't name names. No, I won't.
That's awesome. All right. Well, guess what? We've almost made it to Friday. Isn't that great?
Yep.
It's coming, baby. Be interesting to hear what Kilmeade's take is on all this. Of course, Annie Fry's back on here noon to 3 to take your phone calls again. Have a great Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your head held high. We're going to get through this. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.